Bezrat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, today's podcast is entitled The High Price of a Clean Shave. A young man from New York City was an honors graduate with an MBA from Yeshiva University. He was at the end of his first year of clerking for an investment firm in Manhattan when he found out about a fantastic job opening up with an international finance institution. He applied for the job, and the prospective employer invited him to an interview that was scheduled for a week before Tisha B'Av. Well, a few days before the interview, the young man looked at himself in the mirror. He had 10 days of stubble on his face because he hadn't shaven since the start of the 3 weeks mourning period between the 17th of Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. This is a calamitous time in Jewish history when both holy temples were destroyed. Well, he thought that he looked like a hobo, and he said to himself, how can I go to an interview dressed up in my best suit with a face that looks like I'm drunk from the gutter? But he knew that shaving during the 3 weeks was a serious breach of Jewish faith, for it shows that the transgressor doesn't care about the destruction of the Holy Temple. So he was at war with himself. He felt that his career and his future were at stake. So he decided to ask the great Rabbi Moshe Feinstein what to do. Well, the young man described his dilemma to Rabbi Moshe and asked if in this case it would be permissible for him to shave. Rabbi Moshe asked him, are you in dire financial straits? Can you afford your daily food? The young man answered that thank God he was not in dire financial straits and he could afford his daily food. In that case, said Rabbi Moshe, you should not shave. Go to your interview and may Hashem help you succeed. Well, the young man returned to his apartment, but that wasn't the answer he wanted to hear. He again looked in the mirror, and with his interview scheduled for the next morning, he had 13 days of stubble, and he couldn't stand the thought of appearing so disheveled before the executive of this major financial institution that he hoped to work for. Well, the next morning, the rabbi's advice or not, the young man grabbed his electric razor, and off the beard went. He showered, dressed, and went downtown for the interview. Well, the visiting executive was very impressed with the young man's academic background, his qualifications, and recommendations. Yet at the end of the interview, the young man looked him right in the eye and said, I am not hiring you. I need a person of impeccable character and absolute loyalty. The person I hire will be handling transactions worth millions of dollars all the time. I can't afford to doubt his loyalty or reliability in any way. Well, the young man protested, but sir, that's not fair. I am loyal and I am a dependable person. No, you're not, said the executive. I deal with many Jews in the Diamond District. Just yesterday, I made several transactions while I'm here in Manhattan, and I noticed that they were all unshaven, so I asked them why. They told me about the 3 weeks. And your resume lists you as a graduate of Yeshiva University and an observant Jew who does not work on Sabbath. So if you are an observant Jew, yet you're not loyal to your tradition and the destruction of your holy temple in Jerusalem, if that doesn't mean anything to you, then I don't expect that me and my company will mean much to you either. I don't expect you to be loyal to us. So I'm sorry. I wish you well, but you're not hired. And that was that for the interview. Let's take a closer look. The young man's own misguided opinions pushed him to ignore the advice of the generation's greatest rabbi in America. He thought that getting a job was dependent on his own prowess and cleverness, but he learned the hard way that you cannot go against Hashem or the leaders of Hashem's flock and expect to see blessings. Even more, we learn that the best way to make an income and to find a job is to trust in Hashem. That means doing what's right. God bless for a great income always. Amen.